Good evening.
Hi. So will this time much that is needed for you. There are those around and about you who have been blending with your individual energy patterns. I will explain to you, my dear friends, why this should be so. Can you feel a blending of energy between you?
Between us? Well, I haven't thought of our spirit friends blending with the sinus compass. No, blending together, yes.
I will say little this time, but I will discuss with you the blending of your own energies with those who stand close, and how that blending of spirit takes shape. There is much for you to learn about energy. And always I have told you, we must go slowly with this subject. After all, it is not something that is easily accepted, because it can only be felt and not seen. Therefore, we have so many in the world who doubt us when we speak of mending energy. In fact, I would say they have difficulty sometimes in accepting that a pure energy exists. I want to tell you, my dear friends, although we are small in number, I want you to know that here with you, in this meeting place, there are many from my world who stand close. Not those who wish to communicate, but those beings of light whose purpose it is to raise the energy vibration of your world. I have to tell you, dear friends, that these beings of light, the purpose of their existence is to raise the earth vibration at this particular time in your evolution. Because you remember what I have said to you, that your world is making progress. It is evolving as it should at this particular time.
Yes.
But without the help of these light beings, I would be afraid for your existence. Therefore, my dear friends, to have these beings of energy come to these meeting places, I would suggest to you, is quite something.
Yes, very
humble. Yes. But I don't only want you to accept my words. I wish you to feel the difference in the energy that is within and around you.
As when we first began to sit, I sensed there was an energy building from that moment.
Yes. Did anyone else feel this?
Yes, I did.
Good. What about our gentleman friend?
I always feel an upliftment when I come to this group. I come in sometimes feeling the effect of the week, but by the end of the meeting I always feel very uplifted and feel like almost a totally different person.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing.
But this time, my friends, there is an extra energy with you. Try to allow it to blend with you.
It makes me feel very relaxed.
Yes. You should almost, I would say, feel light.
Yes.
Feel lighter than you would normally. Mm-hmm. But if you do not, just please do accept my words that they are here with you.
Yes.
There is much work for us all to do. There is work to be achieved in your world in the coming of your years. Not only in your years, but in those of your children and your extended families. Life upon this planet will eventually become more spiritual in nature.
That's good news.
I would, my friends, and this is not a teaching, but it is a fact which will occur. And because of your dedication to our work, I will tell you that there is much that will be uncovered or discovered, as you earthly beings say, in the coming of your next 2 years. Many things will be uncovered that mankind will use to advantage.
Okay.
Remember these words, my friends, when they come to your attention, as they surely will. Not only upon your earth, but in the expanse of all existence, there will be found new planets, new stars. Of course, they are not new. They have always been there. But the widening of mankind's vision is becoming much greater. Your scientific worlds are opening new pathways. It is almost as though their eyes have been opened in many respects. So also in your medical world will there be much uncovered. And that is because My dear friends, we have been working closely for some great length of your earthly time with those who wish to help mankind. I am telling you this, my dear friends, as a thank you for all that you do.
Thank you for what you do for us.
Much appreciated.
I know we are small in numbers this time, but I know that my words will go to the others who are not with you this time.
Yes.
Yes, I know. Yes. They all receive the transcripts.
Yes. Now, my dear friends, I think for this time, if you have any questions for me, I will be only too pleased to answer them for you. But may I say that for the purpose of these beings of light who join with us this time, I ask perhaps that you devote a little time to absorbing their energy.
Yes, we
And as usual, I know you will discuss what you feel. Are there any questions, my dear friends?
Yes, sir. I'd like to refer back to a question was asked of you several years ago about homosexuality, and as part of your wording on that, I think you said that it is possible for a spirit to be transgendered, if I could use that word, for such that the spirit or psyche is of one gender and the physical body would be of a different, of the other gender. I think you said it was on account of the spirit being too eager to incarnate.
Yes. This is always the problem. And you must remember that there are those in our world. And let me remind you firstly that when those who come to our world are anxious to return and will not be guided or will not be patient enough, they will use their free will, which
yes.
they still have.
Oh, yes.
They will take any opportunity.
Yes.
That is why on your earth you have people who produce children who really do not want them. It is a combination of the spirit being rather too eager to reincarnate.
Thank you for confirming that. I know of three people who are in this category, and they seem to have an internal conflict.
Yes. I would say always, because if you look spiritually to these people, that is why their lives sometimes seem to have this conflict.
Yes.
Not all, I would not say, but many.
Yes. So I notice that some are driven to the extreme of taking hormones and involving surgery to convert their body,
yes.
to the other gender.
Let us not forget that gender belongs to the physical world.
Yes, but it is in some way matched by the spirit coming into the physical.
Yes, the spirit is eager to return and creates many problems.
I was wondering if you have any thought on using medical facilities to alter the physical body. And I would assume that as the spirit is more fundamental, it is not possible to alter that.
Well, mankind can do much to alter the physical makeup of man or woman or these souls who are confused. There is nothing to stop mankind using medical advancements. But the fact remains that the spirit within does not change. It is a complex issue which cannot be spoken of lightly, because there are too many issues at hand here.
Yes.
It is not a simple statement that I can give to you.
Yes. These people seem to strive to express as their spirit self.
Yes, the spirit within is the one who is striving to come forward. But because it has not been, shall we say, considered fully, because they have not chosen the lifetime wisely, can I put it that way for you, then
yes,
all of these complications arise.
Yes.
But I hear you say, but if you choose your lifetime, why should there be these complications? Have they chosen this way? Not always. Remember that spirit beings have free will. As you have those children in your world who are guided, but will always still go their own way because of your free will. But that is something not to be decried, because it is a learning process for the spirit.
Yes.
Yes.
And although they may come back to our world with regret, it has been a lesson for them, which I would say they probably would not make again.
Yes.
Because of the life lessons which they have encountered.
Yes, I can understand that. And I would say I have read some words by the Dalai Lama, which go along with that. I think agree with what you have said. I think that Dalai Lama was saying that the spirit at the time of conception enters the egg by one root in respect of female and a different root in respect of male.
It is a complicated subject, and not one that everyone can accept eagerly. But let me say this to you, my dear friends, that the spirit within knows in our world what is right and what you call wrong. Although those two words for me are rather contradictory to the spirit itself. But what I would say is this, that no matter which way spirit reincarnates into any body, That spirit is responsible for what has happened. And those two people who have joined together to give the spirit the opportunity to reincarnate also have some responsibility. I will, my dear friends, go more deeply into this matter on another occasion. But it is not as simple as you would at first see.
Well, thank you very much for clarifying that for us.
I hope it helps in your understanding.
Yes, it does. Thank you. Because, as you will appreciate, there are all kinds of different views that people
yes.
have.
And this is always the problem, that the human being always wants an explanation, which is either black or white, when in fact, when you speak of the spirit world, there, I would say, lies the fault of humankind in trying to decide what is right and what is wrong. It is confusing. And this is something that all of us who come to have to try to dispel, because there has been many, many, many over years when information given to you has been misinterpreted.
Yes.
Or mankind has decided that he is best at knowing the right answer. And that is our purpose in coming to teach you and to help you to understand and to open your minds more fully to what is happening. As always, my dear friends, look at all of these issues, any of your problems, from the spiritual standpoint, and you will have a much better view. You will receive a much better answer to your question.
Certainly, when you appreciate the complexity of things, you really appreciate that we cannot judge, because it's very involved.
Yes, always it returns, does it not, to my simple teachings.
Yes.
Never to make judgments upon another, because how can you know the circumstances of that spirit?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
All too often, people are quick to judge, are harsh in their judgment.
Yes.
Whereas the spirit's eyes should see the wider picture.
Yes.
And even if the understanding is not there, at least give the heart a chance to feel and accept another's life.
Yes, that's right.
It is not always easy, I know. But that is the way forward.
Yes. Thank you very much for that.
Are there more questions, or shall we sit quietly?
I don't think we have any more questions, thank you.
It might be just a good time to bring up one question which relates to white beings. There may be a simple answer, but I've often thought about the writings of Homer in ancient Greece. He wrote about a time when the gods participated in human affairs.
Yes.
I just wondered if he got his inspiration from the knowledge of angels and light beings, or was there a time, those few thousand years ago, when there was a situation similar to today, where we have light beings amongst us?
There has been never one time when light beings have been more intense in their purpose than any other. What I would say is this, that the light beings have always been around this planet as they have on others. When I speak of the light beings, I am speaking of those beings who have never lived a human life. You understand? And as you speak, my dear friends, of course you have to realize that from the beginning of this birth of this planet, there have been those who have stood by to help and give upliftment and knowledge. Those writings you speak of have indeed been inspired. But there have been many times throughout the existence of this earth plane when many have been inspired. Not only your great and well-known people, writers, those with knowledge, but the simple person on this earth. All of you are inspired in some way, but each one of you uses that inspiration in the best way that they can.
And I imagine some light beings would be looking after the planetary system, and others would be inspiring mankind.
Always. Always. You begin to know and understand when these great writings that you discover and begin to understand, you think to yourself, where have they come from? But when you have the knowledge which you have now, you begin to realize that mankind is never alone.
Yes.
Never alone.
That's very nice to know the sir. Thank you.
You could compare yourself in a smaller way to those who write words of inspiration, because that is what you try to achieve in the work that you do. Would you not agree?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I think now, my dear friends, is the time to allow that energy to be felt, because I can tell you that the whole of this meeting place is enclosed with a light which you will not always have the opportunity of having. Allow yourselves to go inward and let us see what you can achieve. I will leave you quietly, always, of course, in the knowledge that I come to you only with truth, with love, and always with the upliftment that you will see.
Great and truth.